to the Bring the Wood podcast. It's your boy RK. I'm not rocking with anybody today. It's just me. Sorry for the delay on getting back after the game, but let's jump into it. So there's a bunch of stuff that happened in that game, and you listen to all the talking heads. The ones I respect for sure have given some pretty good perspective as to the biggest questions in Saints camp right now. Who's the starting quarterback going to be? We're going to dig into that in just a bit, so don't feel fretting right now about who it's going to be, because I think every Saints fan that's been dialed in and listening and paying attention knows who the starting quarterback's going to be. It's just, what's that starting quarterback going to be able to do for us, I think, is the big question. Some of the other questions got answered. I was really excited. Let's start off with the receivers. I was really excited to see Marquez Callaway play well. If you listened on the last podcast, I said I think he might have a bit of a letdown in this game because he might be reading the press clippings and just basically putting himself, I don't want to say taking it too seriously, but getting too hyped up, getting too wrapped up in himself versus just playing the game. And I was completely wrong, thankfully. He looked every bit of the number one receiver going up against the number one DBs in Baltimore and putting in work. I believe he had 61 of Taysom Hill's first 62 yards thrown, and he looked really good catching the football. So I'm scared the way that this offseason's been going that he's going to get injured and then we're going to be screwed, but I hope he continues this on for the rest of the preseason and on. It would have been interesting to see Traquan Smith play, but instead we had little Jordan Humphrey, and he had a shaky start with the drop to start the game off, and it didn't look like he caught the ball great in the game. He made some catches, but he didn't catch the ball great in the game. And the interception from Jameis, I put on little Jordan. At that point, you got to make the catch. That's just what it is. You just have to make that catch there. Another pass catcher that caught my eye, Juwan Johnson. He is slowly being recognized by the national media as somebody to kind of pay attention to. But for Saints fans, he's exponential growth for our interest and become the tight end that we're thinking he could be something special. On the ground, like, it was just such a mixed bag. Devontae Freeman had a run where I thought he looked okay, but then the fumble. Latavius Murray looked like he was just going through the motions, didn't look like he had much of anything going on except for the catch that he had where he kind of drove forward to get the first down. But Tony Jones Jr., as my boy JD would say, Jr. looked great. And his fumble, yeah, I could kind of live with that. He was playing really well. So I don't know what happens here, because I felt like Freeman was a good add, and I felt like what Latavius Murray did last year was good for us. But unfortunately, Father Time is undefeated. If Latavius Murray is just another year older, maybe just another, you know, another bearing fell out of the wheel there, and we're just kind of stuck in a situation with Latavius where he just may not be the same guy he was 2 years ago, last year. He might just be a little bit slower. He might just have a little less burst. Would I say we cut him? No, because we eat some money then if we cut him, but could we trade him? That might be an option. Especially if Tony Jones Jr. continues this on through preseason. So if Tony Jones Jr. comes out and has the exact same performance this week as he had last week, I don't feel like we play him in the third game. I think we sit him out in the third game and we just say, hey, we've got our RB3, you know, and then we make a decision between Freeman and Latavius Murray. Tony Jones Jr. would probably make the team instead of Freeman. But let's see how that wraps up. Alex Arma didn't really have an opportunity to kind of show out, so we didn't see much from him. Ty Montgomery looked great. I know there was the mix-up that everybody's talking about with Taysom and the pick that Taysom threw, expecting Ty to keep going, but I thought Ty played well. Everybody else is kind of just, eh. I really didn't feel, you know, I didn't feel anything. I was expecting to be excited about Quan Baker, and I wasn't. I really want to see more from him. I hope that he gets to run with the ones a little bit this week, or at least in the last week, run with the ones that are out there. But yeah, it was a little bit disappointing to see that the first draft pick at wide receiver for the Saints in a long time really didn't step up and do much. Didn't have the opportunity to either. Troutman. Yeah, that silence you got. That's exactly what we got from Troutman. All the hype in the offseason, especially through fantasy football, you know, minds, was that Troutman was going to be this, you know, beast. He's big tight end, pass-catching tight end. He was going to do well, and he was invisible. So let's hope that that's just a one-off. But let's flip it over to the defensive side. Mr. Anti-Vax himself, Paulson Adebo, Adebo, whichever. It's one of those three. Who gives a damn if he plays corner the way he did? If Marshawn's playing and he's playing the way he played against Baltimore as our number two, we're in good shape. All those fears about our cornerback room and our linebacking room, gone. We are, linebackers probably our deepest position now, which is just wild to think about. And if Adebo plays well, then we have a pretty deep room there. Prince Mukamara, Prince of Sayonara, because you are gone. He looked awful. Clutching and grabbing. The game just passed him by. He's old. He's had a good career. I think he's been in the league double-digit years now. And now he's gone. And I think that's a good way to go. you can't play anymore with these young guys. You just can't keep up the speed. And you don't offer enough as a veteran to keep around. So I think that was a good cut. Ken Crawley, kind of up and down. Poole, didn't really notice much. Haley didn't get much of an opportunity. So, again, we're jumping back and forth with a bunch of guys here that should make the roster. I think it's going to be an interesting decision that they're going to have to make at safety regarding Bryce Thompson and PJ Williams. I think that that's going to be a cutoff point because Bryce Thompson got the pick, playing center field there, and PJ Williams is very versatile. But, again, PJ Williams getting older. I didn't see PJ really make any mistakes, so, or even notice him at all in the field. So I really don't know what the Saints are thinking there. Defensive line, I don't want to jinx it, so knock on wood, Marcus Davenport. Wow, he was disruptive. David Onyemata, I'm so mad at you. I cannot believe this man has to get suspended because he was terrorizing. Like, it didn't matter where he was in line. He was terrorizing. Tano Passanio, again, got all bloodied up, had to miss part of the game. So I didn't see anything that kind of shocked me there. The defensive line looked like a point of strength as well. They were getting after the quarterback, being really disruptive in the backfield. And there wasn't a lot of running holes for Baltimore. So that was good. Linebackers, this is what I really wanted to talk about. Zach Bond. Whew. If Pete Warner has a boo-boo on his knee, and he was just kind of holding out, being like, oh, I'll go next game, I think that changes right away. Because he felt a little bit of pressure now because he was supposed to be the incumbent starter being drafted where he was drafted for us. And I think Zach Bond, another performance like this, even half of what he just gave us, that is going to be more than enough, I think, for him to have a legitimate role at linebacker for us, especially situationally. With DeMario Davis and Quan being in there as well. Caden Ellis, again, played really well. Chase Hansen, thumper. Chase Hansen was playing like this was the last game he was ever going to play. And if he keeps that up and that's the way that he plays, I can see now why Sean Payton really, really liked him. It'll be interesting to see who they cut. I think whoever they cut at linebacker is going to get scooped up. We're not going to be able to sneak him through. Maybe this is the year where we keep one less receiver. Which is opposite of what I thought previously, and we keep one extra linebacker because the fear that we're not going to be able to sneak them onto the practice squad. All in all, let's talk about the quarterbacks. All in all, the game, the score is inconsequential. It doesn't really matter about the score. It would have been nice to beat Baltimore, for sure. But losing with 100 opportunities to take a lead in that game, it's annoying it's annoying to say the least. Taysom Hill had a great scripted first series, but if somebody tells you what to do, it's a lot easier just to kind of go through. But when you have to make your own reads and you're left to your own devices, like now you're kind of showing who you are. He just doesn't have a whole lot of touch. He just doesn't have a whole lot of fluidity at being a quarterback in the NFL. I think that he's talented. He's got a good arm, but there's just some nuanced things that Taysom Hill just does not do very well. Jameis, on the other hand, this is what he does. Jameis is a quarterback. He doesn't play special teams. Doesn't do other, like, he is a quarterback bona fide. Number one overall pick. There is a list that is very short. I think it's less than 10 people in the NFL have ever passed for 5,000 yards. He's on that list. There's pedigree attached to Jameis. And on top of that pedigree, there's no ego now. The ego's gone. He's a fun-loving, charismatic, humbled first overall pick reclamation project. This is a redemptive story. And Jameis has shown us that he can do things that Taysom can't do. Jameis wasn't hitting his first read. He was hitting second, third reads. He was playing quarterback. And his interception, let's be honest, if that's Marquez Callaway, if that's Traquan Smith, if that's Michael Thomas, damn it, I'll even throw Juwan Johnson in there. That's probably caught. Little Jordan Humphrey. I don't know if it was nerves, if it was excitement, I don't know what it was. You get your hands on it, especially down the field like that, that's your chance to make a play. You got to make that play. You know, it wasn't like a great defensive play where the DB came up and did this, like, you know, this great undercut and, you know, created speed, come back through the ball and popped it up to the other guy. No, you bobbled it off your hands. So I do think that if you look at what the camp reports are, it's been pretty close because neither guy has taken it away. But I think Jameis has been a little bit more close to the vest, reserved, and just going through what you're supposed to do. Like Drew told him, not everything has to be a home run. Take a bunch of singles. I think he's been doing that in practice, and that's why people see the same Jameis that we saw last year in camp, because he's not chucking it all over the field trying to impress people with that. He's trying to make the right quarterback play, and I think adding that to his repertoire along with his already, you know, pre-existing skills is only going to be better for the Saints. I think Sean's got to be salivating right now. Looking at our roster, when we get everybody healthy, you have Alvin Kamara and whoever the other running back is with Alex Armour, who's a pretty athletic fullback. You have Troutman, Juwan Johnson, and Nick Vinette at tight end. So there's a bunch of different things you can do at tight end. But then the receivers that you bring in, our receiver room's not that bad. You get Marquez Callaway, Michael Thomas, and then Traquan Smith. If those are your three receivers, take away what everybody else thinks about them. We've seen them play. Now, I haven't even mentioned Deontay Harris to take the top off the defense. There are so many different things that we can do. And then the gadget guy, Ty Montgomery. I'm telling you, Ty Montgomery is going to be a guy for us that's going to, he's going to do some stuff for us. I really do think he's going to do, I say stuff, it's so technical. I think he's a guy that can, you know, catch a couple of big first downs, or like there'll be a game he'll have like seven catches for 80 yards and two tugs. But like, where did that come from? Just because he's a guy that works his tail off and he plays like he's a starter. He plays like he belongs. He's had his moment shining in the NFL when he was with Green Bay. He plays like he belongs. He works out in the offseason like he's ready to be a starter or be a number two or number three guy. I think him having as our fourth or fifth guy is a win. Now, what does that mean going forward for our practice squad? Are we going to be able to sneak Kwon Baker through waivers? They cut Jalen McCleskey. Chris Hogan, I don't think he makes this roster. I really don't. So are we going to be able to sneak Kwon Baker through waivers? I hope so, because he'd be the first guy I think we put on the practice squad. Haley would be another guy I think that's probably going to end up on the practice squad. I hope Bryce Thompson doesn't get picked up by anybody, because I have a feeling he'll end up on our practice squad. The kicker, Cooney. He'd be another guy that I think ends up on our practice squad if he doesn't get picked up. And then you're looking down the line of a bunch of other players that either get cut by other teams or that we're going to bring back. A guy like Malcolm Roach and Shai Tuttle. I always thought that those two guys are going to be near the top of interior D-line depth, but it looks like one of them is going to be on their way out if they don't play better, and that'd be Shai Tuttle. Which would be really sad, because he has one of the better moments in Saints history where he put Matt Ryan into the ground. Yeah, I don't know. I really, really don't know. If I had to grade the game, I give the game like a solid C+. There were some really good moments. There were some things that put my mind at ease. It was really nice to see Jameis make some good plays. It was really nice to see Taysom on that scripted drive look good, because I think Taysom will be our backup. Ian Book, people got really excited. I didn't get as excited for Ian Book as everybody else was. I know he's playing with a pretty makeshift offensive line there, so the pressure was probably bothering him. But I didn't think he made any kind of plays where I'm like, oh, this guy's going to be great. I think it looked like the third quarterback in a preseason game at the end of the game playing in scrubs. And there was nothing that stood out. So that could be on him. That could be on the receivers. But I didn't see anything where I was like super excited to see what Ian Book could be. And there's no thought in my brain where I'm like, Ian Book's the future. That's not going on for me. I think Jameis is the future. I hope Jameis plays well this year. And then we sign him for a 5-year deal because he's still young. I think he's 27 or 28 years old. And Jameis has an opportunity to get a second, third contract from the Saints. Now, going into this next game, we're going to be playing Jacksonville. And we're going to get Justin's predictions at some point. I'm going to do another podcast before the game here. But my predictions for this game. Jacksonville did not look as good as they wanted to coming out of the gates with Trevor Lawrence. There was a little bit of, you know, up and down. And I'm sure Urban Meyer went back to the drawing board and was like, this is not how I want to come out. And for the Saints, we don't care how we come out because we never do well in preseason. And then we rattle off 13 wins repeatedly and win the NFC South 4 years in a row. Humble brag. I think that this is going to be a very interesting start to the game because Jacksonville's probably going to play it a little bit more intense than a preseason game probably should be played. Guys are going to be fighting for jobs because they know this might be their last opportunity, because the third game they might not be there. They might get cut. So you're going to have a lot of guys hungry. And it'd be interesting to see how our defense stands up to all that. I am also wondering if we're going to see Alvin Kamara play. It would be nice to see him play against these guys. And I want to see what Latavius Murray and Devontae Freeman look like. I already talked about Mr. Jones Jr. And I think that he's going to have an opportunity to build on what he's already done. And then at receiver, is Traquan going to be back? Are we going to see anything out of Trout? Is Juwan Johnson going to keep his arrow pointing up? Is Quan Baker going to make us notice him? You know, these are the kind of questions that I have going at receiver. Offensive line, I've got no questions. I didn't talk about the offensive line because I thought they were awesome. A couple hiccups here and there. Playing against that Baltimore defense, they usually send a lot of pressure, and they're really good and really stout at getting pressure on the other team. So I thought they did well. Defensive backfield, I'm looking at guys like Crawley, Poole, and Haley. I want to see how they play. PJ Williams, Bryce Thompson. I want to see how they play. Let's see how they do. And then linebacker, Bond, Dowell. If Warner gets back, Caden Ellis, Chad Hansen. It'll be nice to see those guys come in and do something. So, going into the game, I have a prediction. My prediction for my three guys up is this. Hansen, up. He's going to be a stud for me. Haley, up. He's going to be a stud for me. And I'm still on this one. I'm going to do it again until I get it right. Baker, up. Going to be a stud. My downs. Little Jordan Humphrey. I'm not buying what they're selling with little Jordan Humphrey. I know he's a good blocker. He just doesn't do anything great. So I just have a feeling he has another bit of a letdown. The drop and then the, you know, off his hands into the interception. I don't know if he's mentally strong enough to come back from that. We'll see. I have him as a down. I have him as a bum. I don't want to do this, but it just seems so Saintsy. Tony Jones Jr., down, has this big game, can't back it up, 11 carries, 19 yards, doesn't look great. And then my last one, I don't want to do this, I really don't want to do this, but I just think that's where the arrow's going. Shy Tuttle, down. I think, you know, seeing the initial depth charts and seeing how poorly he probably did play on tape with his position coach. Maybe it motivates him. I hope it does. But it seems that could be bad for him. So I have him as my bum. Final score. I think the Saints are going to score on three of their first four drives. And I got the final score being 27-17 Saints. I also think that the Saints are not going to turn the football over at all in the first half. Zero turnovers in the first half. I can't speak to the second half because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure Trevor Siemian's going to get some time. But yeah, that's my prediction. What we're going to try and do is we're going to try and get Justin to jump back in here before the game on Monday. And we will talk about what else we saw throughout the rest of the week. It's always nice to have that Monday game because we have to talk about everything else we saw in the NFL. Atlanta looks like a dumpster fire, which is awesome for Saints fans. Carolina looks pretty good for what I saw. The young defense, some really big weapons on offense. They still lack tight end depth. And then Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is going to be a problem, you guys. if there was ever a year Tom Brady could fall off a cliff with age, this would be the one. So let's hope that happens at some point because they are big, they are fast, and pedigree again, winning pedigree. It does something for your mental when you're walking into these games, especially close ones. Saints need to sign a kicker. Get healthy, Mr. Lutz. Other than that, I will get back with you guys as soon as I possibly can with Justin. Hopefully before the game. Actually, no. You know what? Even if Justin can't get back, I'll be back before the game. Talk about anything that's happening with Saints news. And with that, life is gravy. Enjoy it. Life is beautiful. Keep it simple. All right? Ahala. Udet.